Gays and lesbians across the country held rallies last night to celebrate the new Supreme Court ruling that strikes down the anti-sodomy law in Texas. By a vote of 6-3, the justices ruled yesterday that sex between consenting adults is legal. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports on the reaction from supporters and opponents of the decision.
It's been more than 5 years since John Lawrence and Tyrone Garner were arrested in a Houston apartment. They were caught having consensual sex by a police officer responding to a report of a commotion inside. The two men were charged with Class C misdemeanors and spent the night in jail. Since then, they've shunned publicity, but yesterday appeared at a news conference in Houston where Lawrence, in a prepared statement, said the high court's ruling was a huge victory.
We are very pleased with this ruling. We never chose to be public figures or to take on this fight, but we also never thought we could be arrested this way. We're glad not only that this ruling lets us get on with our lives, but that it opens the door for gay people all across the country to be treated equally.
To Houston's gay and lesbian community, the ruling is welcome news. Longtime local gay rights activist Ray Hill says, in a way, he was glad Lawrence and Garner were arrested because he felt they had an ideal test case for the law.
Now that it's over, I can confess, I was ecstatic. I mean, all of these years I've been looking for a direct criminal appeal that I always felt would be successful, even given a conservative court.
The two men have had the backing of the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund throughout the process, a group that fights for the legal rights of gays and lesbians. Lee Taft is the organization's Texas-based director.
The day we walked into the courtroom, you're overwhelmed with the fact that you knew you were walking into a historical moment. And today, I'm aware of the fact that we are experiencing a historical moment. This is the most significant case to occur in the gay and lesbian civil rights movement. And there is something absolutely overwhelming and inspiring about it. It says to me that people, this is the time to realize that litigation works.
But for conservatives, the Supreme Court's ruling is a blow to family values and the right of the majority of Texans to govern themselves. Kathy Adams is the president of the Dallas-based Texas Eagle Forum.
The people of Texas have made very clear what our laws are according to the norms within our own state. And to have the U.S. Supreme Court strike down one of those laws is, as I say, it's out of order. It's judicial activism.
She says the Supreme Court's ruling was wrong on several fronts.
We not only have a legal issue and a constitutional issue with a court overstepping its authority, I think, as written very clearly in the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but we have, yes, a moral issue. We also have a health issue. This is a lifestyle that is unnatural and unhealthy.
Adams says the ruling will have no impact on the state's recent Defense of Marriage Act, which is a barrier to same-sex unions in Texas. She says her group will be taking a close look at the fine print of the ruling to find out what it actually means. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.